that he acquired with his own efforts. He wanted his children to go through the same efforts as well. You saw the shtickel in Yeshaya. I think we got up to Kuftes. We've done this, remind me, and I'll stop me and I'll really go for it. So what's the sort of the Emunah of Avraham Avinu that was so radical that he left behind Noach and Shem Va'eva and Mushalach and Chanoich and all the great tzaddikim that lived before him, Adam Arishon, and he created an entire new spiritual entity and physical entity called Klal Yisrael? What was the foundation of all of that? Asod emunose shel Avraham Avinu alav shalom hu hayedia ki bishvili nivra olam. That's really what Avraham Avinu brought into the world. If a human being is capable of destroying an entire world, the chulban of the world and the tikkun of the world is handed over to Bnei Adam. I'm not going to just do a little bit. I'm going to mamash go out there and rectify the entire world. Aramim what? What's it, Moshe? Aramim or Aravim? Why is it Aramim? Means a Mashana Klal. The Kibbal Achrayut al Kola Oilam v'lo istapik b'pochot mikach. Avraham Avinu took Achrayus for the entire world. Huh? Oh, Arami or Aravim. Aravim. I mean, it doesn't matter whether they are Armenians or Arabs. I saw Aravim taking Achrayus. Lo Mashaneh Klal. He took Achrayus for the entire world. Ve'lo istapik b'pochot mikach. And then he wasn't satisfied with anything less than that. V'kach ma'alfeinu bina Arav Meiri b'pirshum l'sechtas avos. The Meiri and his Pirush Masechtas Avos, Aval Pi Sheboa Kabbalah B'Shem Va'Eva, even though he had a Kabbalah, Avraham Avinu had a Kabbalah from Shem Va'Eva, Shayu Uchlusi Hanimshochim Achreya Merubim, they had a great following. Mikol Makom Rei Va'Olam Nimshochu Acha Oisam Ha'Amunas Hanifsodos, Va'Olam Metnuna Va'Olach, Ha'Olach V'Godol Be'Ikvus Ha'Emuna Aros Be'Em. People continued to live and to grow and develop, and the world grew and the population grew in that imuna which was incorrect. Ubnei aliyah holchum mismaitim, and those that were spiritually growing and developing in the correct hashkafas got less and less. Atshiagia zman laAvraham Avinu avasholom, until Avraham Avinu came along. Vasig atachlis ma sheefshel lefi tevo, and he achieved everything that a person could achieve with his tevo, what he was given. He was 40 years old. Age of 40, Avinu recognized his creator. Avraham Avinu gathered and went out to teach. He used the Chochmah he had, and he went to teach and to gather thousands and multitudes of people to serve Hashem with Yachad Shmoy and to remove all the Avodah Zorah from the world. Those were the 2,000 years that Chazal called the 2,000 years of Tol. Tol. Somebody want to translate Tol? Void. Shalai Hashem mi shekere b'shem Hashem leif yishrabi me'ovan. There was no one to call out in the name of Hashem to return the people to their natural path. Ad Avraham Avinu v'shalom v'az itchilu shnei alpaim Torah. That was the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah. Mitoich mabat chiyu v'zeh al kol ha'ilam kulu hu nosa tefila gam al sdoim shelo techorev. Ad Kadei Avram Avinu's perspective, his positive outlook on the world, was he was prepared to daven for stone. Lamarot she toshavei hayu rishoyim, rishoyim gemurim, the definition of ra. And then Avram Avinu was prepared to daven for them. Amnam loya lo amam kol zig v'siach. Achudaydlem, they weren't worth nothing. He was worried about them. Daven for them.
His unconditional love. His unconditional love for the world.
You're not wrong. Let's leave it at that. There's more to say about Lachshav, too much background we need. I think it's deeper than that. I think it goes deeper than unconditional love. But you're right. You're right. That is an aspect of it. We maybe touch on it a little bit. Let's see. Why did Avraham Avinu go the distance for stone? Because they were Hashem's creatures. Hashem made them. He davened that they should be matzil, they should be chayzer b'tshuva. Who pol mitoich achriyusa shel ben adoid l'kol nechosa shel oviv v'kol mokim shahem. He went out with the achrayas that a son has and is concerned about the possessions of his father, wherever they are. You, my father, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I love you. I know you love me. Whatever you are involved in and interested in is important to me. Therefore, I do it for whatever is important to you. Yudi Ha'ivir Es Hashem Kavram Avinu Mitanyen Mo'oid B'matzav HaRuchoni Shal Kol Brei Olam. Somebody who lives and is walking in the ways of Avraham Avinu, he's concerned and worried about the spiritual level of everything in the world. Ra'inu chadal melahago is petafkido ilakarav is leiv Yisrael la'avim shebashamayim melahago is kovet shamayim bo'ilo. He doesn't hold back anything from his purpose to bring back the heart of Klal Yisrael to their father. As the Maharal says, to make sholem ben av leben. So the Maharal defines kiruv rechokim. You have a very good friend who you love, and you know that he's got a bit of a problem with his kid, so you go and die to bring the kid back to the father, because you care about the father. Not because you care about the son so much. Obviously you care about the son, because the father cares about the son. But the ick is because you know that your best friend is worrying about him. Kazua is a maize the musul shall mora na chofetz chaim zekatzarich for kolish lebrocha. Udaig lakulam, Chofetz Chaim is concerned for everyone. Avayud Europa at Strichim Chizuk Valocha, Chibes Amishna Brura. The European jury needed a Chizuk in a locker, so he spent 25 years locked in a room writing the Mishna Brura. Avayud America, Chibes Seif and Nitche Yisrael. Avayudim Sheshot Batsava Kasav Eschibura Machan Yisrael. He wrote a book for the Americans called Nitche Yisrael. He wrote a book for Jews that had to go to the army, Rahman al Islam. There was meant there was a Churban Atum, 20 years in the Tsar's army. Wasn't exactly good news about staying frum. He wrote a sefer called Machan Yisrael. Whatever needed to be done for Avodas Hashem, he was there. He was there. We saw the video that the Refrain Waxman explaining what the Chofetz Chaim looked like at the last Knesset that he went to. He could barely stand up, he was so weak, but he was there. Why? Because when he was still very young, the Chofetz Chaim, and he wasn't one of the Gedoli Israel yet, there was an Asif of Gedolim in St. Petersburg to discuss certain Gzairas. I don't know which one it was. There was always Gzairas, terrible Gzairas about the Torah or whatever, and there was a meeting of all the Gedoli Israel to discuss it, what to do. And in walked the Chofetz Chaim, was a young Rav of Radin, no one, he wasn't big God. So somebody asked him, what are you doing here? So he said, my sister's having surgery. So I came. So then understood that his sister was having surgery in St. Petersburg. It was my mate, it was in Petersburg. He came to the Asifa. Someone who was older who understood turned on to the guy and said, his sister's the Torah. They're busy chopping up the Torah. So he came. I wasn't invited. Nobody told me to come. I need an invitation. Someone's busy beating up your sister. You don't come and see what you can do to help her. That was the chras of the Chofetz Chaim. There was his That's who he was. He understood. Bishvili nevraila, mamachrai, for the whole world.
So should we daven for the goyim?
Interesting question. The Rambam brings down that there's a mitzvah to makariv them, to bring them back. It's after Klal Yisrael comes back. After Shiach comes, you have a mitzvah to go makariv the goyim. There was an interesting shala, sort of involved in the year 2000, in the millennium. There was an expectation there were going to be many, many, many goyim coming to the country. When it was the 1st of January 2000, there was a big, they built hotels for it that stood empty. I think the Mir Yeshiva used those hotels as dormitories for quite a while. And there was a big, big historian that said, we're going to be a lot of goyim here. Federman went to ask, I think it was Rav Elashev at the time, whether to expend energy, all the goyim are coming here, is to expend energy to teach him Shivim Ritzin and Oyim. Anywhere they're coming, they're going to go to the Kosel, they're going, yeah, they're going to be ripe for kibbutz or whatever. So Rav Elashev told him this Rambam, he said, but that's only shaykh when you've taken care of all the yidden. You can't spend a grush on makarivim goyim when they're yidden that don't know what Shema Yisrael is. Are you allowed to makariv somebody next door when you've got kids in your own home that need kiruv? Hilchos stocker. You're not allowed to give stocker in Bnei Brak if there's anim in. So he said, anir echim koidmen applies to this as well, and therefore the ikah chiruv is to be makariv and work on bringing all the yidden back.
That doesn't apply with tefillah.
One second, I said. So you see, there is a mitzvah to bring them back. To daven for them, we daven for the well-being of the state. We daven about it. Why not? That they should be chayzer b'tshuva. What things you daven for them? If you finished about a refuah, I don't know that you have to ask a poisek. I don't know.
Why is it usher to give it matanas?
An Adam Godel once told me that he davened three times that a certain goy should die, and he wasn't such a big rosher. Lichayra.
A goy should what?
There's a certain Godel that told me once that he davened three times a day that a certain goy should die.
So
no, he wasn't the biggest Rosha. He wasn't talking about Khomeini or whatever. Okay. I don't know. You have to ask a Poisek. I don't know. You're asking a lucky child, isn't it? I don't know. If a guy that's sick, you should daven that he gets better. I don't know. I have enough time to daven for everything. I don't know. I'll find out and tell me. I'll be interested to know. Anybody ask that Charlie? Anyone has a psak on that? Yeah.
We don't think that all goyim are rashayim, do we?
Never said they are.
Right.
Never said they are.
That some one goy could be a good guy. I'm down for.
I don't know. I don't know what the criteria are. I'm saying I don't know what the criteria are. I don't know how it works.
Taking responsibility for the world.
So, do you know what that means? You have to know what that means. I don't know. I'm saying, the question's a question. You have to ask a shal. I don't know. I once heard a Rav give a doctor a brocha that he should have good panosa from goyim. How do you give a doctor a brocha for panosa? You want all the yidden to be sick. They gave a brocha. You should make a lot of panosa from goyim. Yes, don't know.
That's a good one. That's good.
Yeah. You see, Hilchos Stocker is by a goy. There's no mitzvah to give stocker to a goy. Midach is shalom. There's some kind of a, you know. So Kenzal, there's no mitzvah to daven for a goy. Today, in the triage questions in hospitals, you have a Jewish doctor and they bring in a yid and a goy. Does he have to treat the yid first? But I don't know. I can hear the interesting shalas, don't I? But say, Yomesh Keshedal is so. Huh?
Well, in Shabbos, not for a while, when the pile of stones fell on the Goyish kid, they had to clear out the pile.
But Ikra did not. Ikra did, we see not. So davening could be considered there, because there is not even of Chil Hashem or Dach Shalom or whatever. Now the Shali says it's also to daven, not that should you.
Why would it be
also to daven for? Same as it's also to Mechal Shabbos for him, it's also, I don't know.
Right.
That they should recognize it. Yeah, but that, there's a guy sick and I have to daven that he should get better? I don't know. You need a posuk in the Torah to tell you that if a yid's drowning, you have a chiyuv to save him. Because if it wasn't for the posuk, you wouldn't be allowed to save him. But Samad al Dam Recha is telling you that because the Torah tells you Samad al Recha, if the Torah wouldn't have said Samad al Dam Recha, you would never have to jump in the river and save your friend. So could you bug? I don't know.
Didn't the Rambam, was he the physician for some?
He didn't have too many choices about his being a. He writes about how. Well, exactly, you know. He didn't have too many choices, you know. He was living in Egypt. He'd run away from many places. He'd been persecuted. And yeah, the Sultan of Egypt gave him a job. He was the Minister of Health in Egypt, whatever. He didn't have too many choices about it. There are plenty of doctors that work with goyim and then make a panacea out of working with goyim. I don't know if that's awesome. You know? You sell bicycles, you can only sell a bicycle to a goy, you make panos out of goy, that's what they're there for.
Right.
The doctors also
don't make panos.
But I think to daven, whether the Rambam davened for his goyish patients, ich weiß nicht.
Racham aber kol masach.
Yeah, I know. Good.
I'm just saying that if it was usher, then he could have moved.
No, it's certainly not usher to be a doctor to goy. That's for sure not.
Right. That's
so it's whether
right.
You can daven for a goy to get well or not, I don't know. What I don't know, yeah, all the tzadim. Are you the tzadim here? Are you the tzadim not?
So that's a different level.
You want him to stay sick?
Yes.
The Yom Yom, Keshe Dal Nisar Bein Eris Yisrael, when the Chofetz Chaim was already old and he stopped traveling, if you ask the Shanim Rabbis, Bebatar Lapis Et Svarov, Vechiburov, Metakin Takonis, Lo'ilam, Le'tueles Am, as he had done in the past, he used to travel around the Chofetz Chaim, selling Yisvarim to Mechazek Olam, and to make the corners and to fix up wherever he went. The Chofetz Chaim spent a lot of time traveling. Dorish Bevet HaKnesset HaGadol Lifnei HaKal. V'kach HaYoime. He got up and spoke in the big Beit Knesset in front of the entire community. K'sheyesh Rides Adama B'Sin. When there's an earthquake in China, Nepal. V'anoshim O Behem Saviour. And there are animals and people suffering. Tzarich kol echad lachshov es cheshbon nafsho. Everyone has to do a cheshbon nefesh. Ma kilkalti uma chatosi. What did I destroy and what did I sin? Shebeite kora ha'oson. That this tragedy happened. Shekola nasa bekola ilam begimi hiu. Because everything that happens in the world is because of me. Bishvili nivra ilam. There was a massive flood in the Mississippi Delta. The Chofetz Chaim heard about it. I'm not sure how soon after it happened he heard about it. There wasn't, nanosecond news, and it probably took a while to find out about it. Anyway, he heard about this flood in the Mississippi Delta, and he declared a tzom in Radin. He declared a fast in Radin.
Wow.
And people, there's a flood in the Mississippi Delta. It's got something to do with me. We got a fast and do cheshbon nefesh. People are drowning in the Mississippi Delta, and I found out about it in Radin. There's a reason why I found out about it. You know, how many of us, when we heard about the first earthquake in Radin, in Nepal, we heard about the nuclear devastation in Japan or whatever, how many of us thought, Hashem's telling me something, it's got something to do with me. You know, whatever, you want to climb mountains, you know, go, hey, looking for your own trouble, what are you doing, you know, serves the Japanese right, you know, for whatever, Magyalehem, you know. Got something to do with me. Sandy's got something to do with me, and all these hurricanes have got all these cute names, you know, like Sandy and Harry, and you know, they call these like massive destructive forces, and these little banal names, you know, like Julia. And, you know.
Does that mean if I were sadic enough, it wouldn't happen?
I haven't got access to Hashem's computer. I don't understand my computer. You understand Hashem's computer. What would happen to
you? So wouldn't you say that this may be a riot to our the question about davening for a goy? That if somebody is sick, maybe that had something to do with me, and or is it just a huge natural catastrophe?
I have no idea.
Yeah. So take it down.
No, we're not about davening here. We're talking about cheshbon nefesh. No, there's something else. There's cheshbon nefesh. The Chofetz Chaim said, there's somebody suffering, do cheshbon nefesh. Mazek Hashua Lai, doesn't mean I have to daven for it. What means I have to daven for it? I have to do cheshbon nefesh. You heard about a certain goy got sick. Why do I know that this goy got sick? It's got something to do with me. I'll do a cheshbon nefesh, I'll do tshuva. So then I have to daven for him to get better?
No, what I understand you to be saying, if I'm getting it right, is that what he's saying here is that when something goes wrong in the world, that it's maybe because I'm not doing my mitzvot properly, and that I have to do a cheshbon on my deeds, and that maybe that will keep the world in order. And so, you know, you've got your larger things and you've got your smaller things.
Cool, but that doesn't mean, and I don't have a riot from here, that I have a chiyuv to daven for a goy who's sick.
Well,
I have a chiyuv to do cheshbon
nefesh. It's a riot that maybe because of me, this person's sick.
Oh, then I have to take responsibility for his illness.
Right. And so you're davening from a responsibility.
Oh, boy, so let me ask you a simple question. You took responsibility for your neighbor?
I don't know.
I'm asking. You've got time in your day. No, I'm asking a question. You have enough time.
That's a side issue.
No, it's not. It's the One second. No, it's not a side issue.
Let's say I have time.
One second. If you're going to take responsibility for everything, yeah? Yeah, you're going to take this to the nth degree, okay?
Right.
You're going to have time to breathe.
Right.
Okay, good. So I'm saying, go off and ask your local Orthodox rabbi how you apply these halachas to your personal life. Because if you're going to take a chayas for everything, you won't get out of your building, okay, to be taking care of the goy down the road. You don't have time to just take care of the kids in your building. You don't have enough time for.
Yeah, but it could be that the goy who's suffering is nearby.
It could be a lot of things, but we don't know. You're right, but we don't know.
So then you have the time. So then, would you say, does Kodesh Baruch Hu want
No, there's priorities. What do you mean you have the time? You first have to take care of every yid in the world before you can get to the goy.
You're in home. You have no way to get to every yid in the world. And a goy,
but you can't have it. You can't.
Sick on your doorstep. So,
that is an issue. So to take him to the hospital. Clean him up and send him off to the hospital.
But you don't have to. Who's Machai? Who's Machai? The doctor.
You can't learn Torah like this. We said on the beginning of the Sefer, this is Rosh HaKrokim. We just bring my Oyer Yashalas. Is that the Chofetz Chaim held that whatever happens in the world, I have a chiyuv to the cheshbon hanefesh and see what it has to do with me. We take Oyser Tfisa Vakara. You turn the watch right here because I'm so late. Oh, I have to stop here. I'm sorry.
Kufiyu. I apologize, everybody.
Don't apologize.